Paul, in this one, when the top line doesn't score and they didn't score the other night, is it asking a lot of that roster as hard as you guys played?
Well, those three are a big part of our offense. When everybody's healthy and when they're not, they're a critical piece to it. But we got 10 guys with a grand total of 4 shots on goal, and it's the National Hockey League. They're good players. They can get pucks to the net. We need to, in a game where you score one and they don't score, yeah, they'll look at themselves. But as a group, we didn't get enough to the net.
You're missing some key guys here, obviously.
We got enough good players. I mean, you're going to have injuries. That's... No, we're a good enough team to outshoot them 11-2, even strength in the second period. So then you got to be a good enough team to win the game.
You've cracked down on penalties, and you're taking less penalties, but there's the few that you are taking are still very costly.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't. Penalty, that was almost exactly the way our penalty kill has been for about 3-4 weeks now. It's been good for 95% of the time, and then quick, it's in the back of your net. We had a couple of real good kills on there, and then, you know, can't get the right sword off the faceoff, and it's in the back of your net. But, you know, we use different people. Yeah, the young guys were good on the penalty kill, like Kopp, and Hallstruck did a good job, Armia did a good job on the kill, so we'll get a little more time for them.
Paul, the saying is, desperate times call for desperate measures. Would you say these are desperate times for your hockey club right now?
Never liked that word. I don't think desperate hockey has any sense to it. Urgency. Listen, I'm not sure that they didn't play as hard as they did. We can play a little smarter. We can pass the puck better. We know that. But you know, clearly, we're in a tough spot here now with the losses that are mounting here at home. But urgency. I don't know. I think they played hard. I think we can play better though. That's all. We can do more. If you're throwing your hands up because you got a couple of guys injured and you didn't win a hockey game, then that's not getting you very far.
Does Connor Hellebuyck need a break?
I don't think so. It's a big boy league. Lots of time off.
Well, a year ago when you had all those injuries on defense, you moved Dustin Byfuglien from forward back to defense.
Yep.
As crazy as this may sound, you've got a lot of your veteran forwards out. Is there consideration to move him back up to forward until one or two of those players come back?
If one of our two centermen had gone down that are playing in the top six, I'd have considered it. But we've got too many centermen out of our lineup to put him up on the wing.